The Geneva-based WHO says its survey shows very high rates of drug-resistant E. coli bacteria, which can cause meningitis and infections of the skin, blood, kidneys, and other organs. The agency's Assistant Director General Keiji Fukuda said Wednesday that the survey also found worrying rates of resistance in other bacteria, such as those that cause pneumonia, diarrhea, urinary tract infections, and gonorrhea.
It's clear that rates are very high of resistance among bacteria causing many of the most common serious infections, the ones that we see both occurring in the community as well as in hospitals.
Romanian doctor Adrian Cercel says he has virtually no treatment left for some of his patients.
During the last 20 years, the bacteria have developed very sophisticated resistance mechanisms, and we are facing a situation in which we don't have antibiotics to treat the patient due to the existence of pan-resistant germs.
The WHO's survey shows that in some countries, many types of bacterial infections do not respond to antibiotic treatment in more than half of patients. Public health specialists blame overconsumption of antibiotics, which are often prescribed for non-bacterial ailments. Jean-Baptiste Ronin, with the group Doctors Without Borders, says people also can consume the drug inadvertently by eating meat from animals that have been treated with antibiotics.
So the two main dangers actually is the use and overuse of antibiotics in food factory and in animals production, especially the fact that we use antibiotics as a growth factors since ages in US and all over the world. It have been restricted in Europe since 2001. And the second one is the overuse in human health. Taking into account that most of time people take antibiotics because they have a common cold and because the patients want to have an antibiotic.
Corona and others say the world is returning to conditions similar to the era before antibiotics.
That means in the 19, so before the First World War, where we had no antibiotics and where we were just dying because of urine tract infection or because of pulmonary infection. So this is what's going to happen in the future.
The WHO report describes the problem as a major threat to global public health. It recommends that people use antibiotics only when prescribed by a doctor. They should complete the full prescription, never share antibiotics with others, and never use leftover prescriptions. Larissa Hoke, VOA News, Washington.